I have to wind this key before firing, is that right?
JB showed him how.
And worked a bolt.
Like this?
That's it. But be careful. It snaps into place like a rat trap.
Gotcha.
I also found it shot to the left, so take that into account.
The boy lifted the weapon and peered along the sights.
Okay. This will take some getting used to.
But it's the best thing for 22 rounds.
There was a tap on Dean's shoulder, and he turned. Jack was holding a box of 12-gauge shells and the pump-action Mossberg.
Mine now.
Fine by me.
Christy slid the Ruger into her belt.
Wonder who our benefactors are. And why aren't they here to greet us? Obviously they're on our side.
Maybe. Maybe not. Could be fattening us up for the kill.
Winter hogs?
Jack tucked a knife into his boot.
Exactly.
And who says they're not here with us?
Doc holstered the Lamar. With his frock coat on, pistol holstered, and sword stick in hand, the old man felt safe again. The alien cold that sometimes caressed his soul and threatened his sanity kept at bay. Ryan looked around them, studying the walls.
We've been rescued, cleaned, washed, our wounds bandaged, and given back our weapons. I think we've been hired as mercies.
For what job?
To kill the ward and his hellish children.
With a rumbling noise like a hungry stomach, a section of the rock wall disengaged and swung aside. A tunnel beyond was filled with people in the patched clothing of slaves. JB and Dean dropped low, their choppers at the ready, as the rest of the group assumed a combat stance. Fingers rested on triggers, ready to fire on Ryan's spoken command. A group of five people entered the cave, their hands raised.
Don't fire. We mean you no harm.
The man was lean and tall.
That remains to be established.
They were dressed as slaves, but also wore blaster belts and knife sheaths. Empty at present. Making a decision, Ryan lowered his rifle barrel.
However, you have definitely grabbed our attention for a while.
Christie's eyes were narrow slits of concentration.
If you are the ones who rescued us and brought us here.
A tiny red-headed woman spoke up.
We are?
A hand still on his weapon, Ryan waved them toward the chairs.
Sit, and let's palaver.
Thank you, Mr. Carter.
Ryan stared at her, and she took a seat.
Yes, we know your names. We have known about you since the Lady Ward brought you here in your own tank.
Jack hawked and spat on the stone floor. The large man with the square jaw curled a lip in disdain.
I see you feel toward the heirs as we do.
Bullet in the head.
We would prefer something slower and much more painful.
But her death is more important than revenge.
The other visitors agreed with the slim brunette.
And who exactly are you?
Mildred holstered her blaster and leaned against the wall, arms crossed. The brunette put a hand on her chest.
I'm Lisa. The large man is Troy. The thin man is Clifford. The hawk is David, and the redhead is Kathy.
Ryan and the others had no problem putting faces to names. And the hawk was right. David carried an expression like an attacking bird of prey. Ryan had a feeling he would be a difficult man to beat in a fight.
No numbers?
David thumped his chest.
We're the resistance. We're free people. And people have names, not numbers like vehicles.
Hallelujah.
Lisa rested her elbows on the table.
We have a proposition.
I'm listening.
Christy stayed behind him, her 38 plainly in view, while Troy stood to the rear of the brunette. He was balanced on the balls of his feet, his large calloused hands hanging half-closed at his sides, seemingly capable of anything. The others moved a little bit away from the leaders. Nobody spoke for a while, and the tension grew thick in the air.
Where are we? In a deadhead?
The people looked at her in surprise.
That is correct. This is a tunnel of the coal mine that was exhausted decades ago. The heirs ordered it sealed off, but we left an air shaft open.
And now it's one of our bases.
Ryan heard a small pause there, and guessed it was actually their only base of operations. Lie whenever possible. It was the first rule of negotiating.
And the Sekhmen can't find you?
The excavations for the mines are miles deep into the mountains beneath us, with hundreds of side shafts and deadheads.
Troy spoke knowingly.
Resembles a tree root.
Sludger?
Timber boss.
Good job, except dust.
You got that hot, chum.
One big and black, the other slim and pale. The two men nodded at each other in a friendly manner, and Mildred could feel the tension ease in the cave. Because he was reticent to the point of absurdity, she often forgot how intelligent Jack was. He had done this deliberately to smooth the way for Ryan.
Besides, how could the heirs find something that doesn't exist?
Ryan almost smiled.
Official denial. The slaves can have no hope if they don't even know there is an underground.
Even saying the word escape is punishable by death.
Exactly.
Give me the bottom line.
Ryan laid the stire on the table between them. Talk nice, but look menacing. It was the second rule of cutting a deal. Another valuable lesson from the traitor. Lisa ignored the presence of the long blaster.
You want to leave. We want to be free. Help us and we help you.
JB tapped his Uzi.
We're armed again. What's to stop us from leaving this pit?
Nobody can leave Novaville. Once past the walls, there's only one way out of the compound. And the heirs have been lining with traps for lifetimes as protection against the beast, should it decide to come here.
That's why the Coldheart set an ambush for travelers on the road. You're too well protected. I'd wondered about that. Many times the Sons have tried raids, and they always fail.
You'll never reach the Flatlands alive without the machine. That is a fact. Solid as the stone around us. And we have it. Not the heirs or the Sekhmen, but us.
You do? Where?
Sometimes even the wise let slip important things if you asked casually enough. She stared at him.
I'm small, but not a child.
My apologies, madam.
Ryan waved the trifle aside.
We kill the heirs and the ward, and you give us back Leviathan. Is that it?
Just the heirs. They control the sleep gas.
Christie's hair tensed in unease.
Should be easy enough to avoid the canisters.
They can release it anywhere at will. From the walls, the floors, and nothing stops it. Pre-dark gas masks, wet cloth, spices, drugs, nothing.
David hunched his shoulders.
It's the only real hold they have on us. Men with blasters we can fight with pavement stones. Drown them in our blood if necessary.
But any act of rebellion, even to disobey a direct command from the heirs, and you awake in the tower.
Kathy hugged herself and shivered.
At dawn, whatever remains is nailed to a cross in the courtyard for all to see.
Then how did you get us away from them?
Lisa reached in a pocket and withdrew a small glass vial partially filled with a swirling milky fluid.
The heirs drink this and walk through the gas unaffected. My father stole some, and we have been saving it for the proper time. For the right people. You.
We aren't mercies. We fight only when we have to.
As do we all.
Or when the odds are right. And six against hundreds is a poor gamble.
Dozens against hundreds. We can fight, we'll fight, have fought.
He patted his empty holster.
We have blasters, put together from the pieces of broken weapons gathered over the years. We have ammo, knives, explosives. But we need people trained in combat to direct our army. An army of whipped slaves, not warriors.
An army of men.
Think of it as an investment. Novaville can be your new home. You can stay here or travel and use it as a haven to come back to in lean days. Blasters, fuel, ammo will be yours for the rest of your lives.
That much at least we can guarantee. The ward can't match that. In words, yes, but not in deeds.
Settling back into his chair, Ryan seriously considered the proposition. He knew everybody was watching him and kept his face strictly neutral. But to himself, Ryan admitted that he didn't like the whole deal. Only a fool willingly undertook a desperate battle. However, he had spent a lifetime in the Deathlands with the trader bartering for supplies, cutting deals with looters, and making treaties with warring farmers. Ryan at once faced down armed Coldhearts with an empty blaster and killed the man who tried the same on him. Many were the jackals who thrived, not by force of arms, but with lies and deceit. Ryan knew by the fact that he was still alive that while he might not always be able to detect a lie, he was positive he would know when somebody was telling him the plain, unvarnished truth. The companions couldn't leave without Leviathan, and they would never get it except by assisting to overthrow the rulers of the Vill. That gave him only one option, like it or not.
Done.
Ryan held out a hand, Lisa took it, and they shook.